We thank you that we can come together this morning. We call upon your Holy Spirit to quicken our mind and our hearts, that all we may be able to receive from you what you want us to have, what you want us to appropriate, what you want us to change into. We just praise and thank you and give you all the glory and honor to you, Lord, because we know that it's from you that the change, the strength, the healing, everything comes. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. This week, one of you came to me and asked me, you know, this, anything that anybody is saying about this year, you know, prophecies or things like that, that we can know what God wants to do this year. And I said, not really. Or something along those lines. In reality, there is lots of people are saying there are lots of prophecies. And I've been reading them. I'm not convinced of any of them. There is a problem. When people want to find out from God details about stuff that is none of their business. But that doesn't mean that we don't have any direction about the way things are going. It's when we got caught up into the detail that we get messed up. And then because we get our own interpretation, our own things, you know, it doesn't matter. I read many of them and then there was no one that convinced me of anything I read. But without reading anything, I know the direction is taking. This year is a year of global change. If we like it or not, and quite likely we are not going to like it. Listening to the news or reading the newspapers these days is like almost going through the book of Revelation. I mean, it's the same feeling, the same things are there. But, you know, we don't need to know exactly the detail of what's going on. See, Jesus said, you know, to the Pharisees, you hypocrites, you know, you can say, you know, because the in the morning the sun is, the sky is red, you know, it's going to rain in the evening, you know, whatever. It is, you have to recognize the signs of the time. And I really think that God speaks to our hearts if we are in connection with Him to show us what is the signs that are important, the things that are an indication that things are happening in the spirit world. And things are happening in the spirit world. And not just in one place, not just in Canada, but in Canada too, but anywhere else in the world. You see, the difference, most of them, maybe once, things were happening locally in some nations. Now, it happens everywhere. Because of the communication, because of the technology, because of the environment, the way we are in, you know, there is not anymore something that is isolated from everything else. Everything is connected, that's right. And because everything is connected, you know, things have impact all over the place. I don't want to go into some of these things because they are not too encouraging what you see to be seen today. But definitely, darkness is becoming more evident as well as there is another side of the story because when darkness becomes more evident, even light becomes more evident. Okay. So as the enemy takes hold of people, also the power of God works in people in a new way. And I believe that this is the thing we have to focus on instead of focusing on the negative side. Because that doesn't help very much. The only thing it makes you is depressed. We don't need to be depressed. We don't want to be depressed. We want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are not going to be depressed. So, you know, even if we see these things, one thing we have to understand is that we should not be foolish, not to close our eyes and to ignore these things. But we should not focus on these things because they're going to be not helping us. We have to take a position about these things. We have to prepare ourselves for the things that are coming. And to be ready for those things. So that we are not caught by surprise. See, that's what is what, you know, the Bible, that's one of the things it says very clearly, you know, many times, you know, that it's going to come just like a thief in the night. And this is going to happen. And the time is not very far from now. It's pretty evident. I mean, there are things that were not normal up to now, and now they are normal things that were predicted in the Bible. So the fulfillment of the prophecies is happening over and over completely these days. Even scientists, a group of scientists is doing studies on the situation of the world. You know, and they have a clock, and how far away is from 12 o'clock, which is going to be whatever they think is going to happen. Doesn't matter. We know what's going to happen. And the thing is, before it was 5 to 12. They moved to 2 to 12 yesterday. So what I'm saying is, the things that is important for us to realize, number one, we have to live our lives consciously. You know, not just move without knowing where we are going. We have to have very clear in our mind our objective, our goals. We have to design our life according to the way God wants us to design it. And this is means, you know, that we are really, we have to see the end from the beginning the way God does. And we have to move toward there. This is not going to happen if we go and live unconsciously. We have to be aware of what we do and where we put our focus and our energy. This is very important, and we have to live consciously. See, Jesus didn't just float around. He had a plan, and he was implementing the plan every moment of his life. It should be the same for us, especially in these times. We need to have a plan, we need to know what we want, and we need to be focused on what we don't want every day, not be tossed around by the things and all the things around us. This is very, very important. We don't need to worry, no matter what the situation is. Jesus said it very clearly, you know, that, you know, our Father that loves us is going to be taking care of us, and we should not worry. Worrying doesn't help us and makes the situation only worse. Okay. But we have to put God first. See, that's the first, you see, that's the assignment I gave 2 weeks ago. Think about what to you means to put God first. That's the key that's going to make the difference in your life. You see, this is something that we have to, this should be our focus. And that becomes our focus even more, it's more important that be our focus this day than it's ever been before. Because it's going to be very easy to be distracted and to be caught up into the situations in the world that is going to be around. We need to have the power of God in our life. Because the power of God in our life is what's going to make the difference. And so it happened because we have a relationship with Him. See, the first commandment is to love our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our strength, with everything we got. This is our purpose. That's what it means to put God first. And everything that you do is under that kind of direction, that kind of intention. Okay, when you do that and all the things are under that kind of attitude, then things are going to be okay. You are going to be all right. I cannot guarantee that that's going to be the case if you don't. Now, spending time with God becomes essential. It's not something that we can do if we feel like it or not. We need to do it. We need to have that relationship. We need to spend time in fellowship with Him and with the Holy Spirit ministering to us, because that is where our strength, our direction, our understanding, our revelation comes. I try to do that as much as I can. Unfortunately, many times there are other things that and commitments that need to be done, and that so I sometimes don't do as much as I would like. But I try to do as much as I want, and I take some time off every day, especially in the morning and in the evening when I go to bed. But sometimes I can spend, like Saturdays, sometimes we are invited to places and I go, sometimes I have to go along with it, but I really don't like when that happens. I like to be by myself in my office and spend all day with the Lord. You can ask my wife. Because that's the time when I get strength. That's why He talks to me. Friday morning, I woke up and was very late. And the Lord just gave me some new understanding on some areas that I never thought about before, that I'm not quite ready to teach you yet, but I will. And this connected a bit to this. And it's about... Maybe part of the first commandment is going to be included into it. It's about the power of God's love working in us. Let me remind you of something I said last week, because I want to move on. And you remember I was talking about Romans 10:10, that with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Confession, the word confession really means saying the same thing or speaking together. And the important thing to understand that it is not a question of just blabbing something with your mouth. It's expressing something that is already, that you're already believing in. That's when salvation comes. That's when you have the breakthroughs. When you speak what you believe. But if you speak what you don't believe, the result is not going to be there. But actually you're doing a negative thing. Because what's happening is that you are really in disagreement with what you're saying. And because you are not getting the results, instead of developing your strength and seeing your faith at work, what you're going to see is the opposite materializing. You are actually destroying your faith. Because you are saying something with your mouth, and your heart is going to say, no, 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 it's not going to work. So, you better don't say anything than to say something when you don't believe it. You see, one of the important things to understand is that we had to live congruently. That means that we had to act the way what we believe. That's the way God works. We cannot play games with God. He just looks at what we do and he knows where we are. We should look at what we do and not go according to what we think we believe. See, our beliefs are demonstrated by our actions and by the results we have. See, where you are today is what you believed up to now. If you want to change where you are, it's not by just confessing something, but changing what you believe. When you change what you believe, you're going to be different. Because, you know, being a Christian is not following certain idea, it's being something. It's being, not doing. The doing comes from being. When you are something, that's what you are. It's not an effort. It's not something that you have to try to stand up to. It's something that is natural for you because that's who you are. And if you are born again, you are a new creation and your life is in Him. You see, all the promises of God, all the things that God said that we should have, is always, there is this tell statement there that says, in Christ, in Him. So it's in Him that makes the difference. And to be in Him, you have to be connected with Him. It's not just a question of having someday said a certain little prayer out of your mouth. Is what your heart believes. Then when your heart believes, the prayer comes naturally. It just is there all the time. It's just the expression of your beliefs. So there are many things that we can expect from God when we are in Him. Just after the 10:10, Romans 10:10, there is Romans 10:11. Will you believe it? All right. And but I'm not saying just believe the number. I'm saying believe what it says. All right? It says here, for the scripture says, whoever, it does include you, whoever, believes in Him will not be put to shame. Hello, you know, what I'm trying to show you, that this is not, the scripture don't talk about a probability of something happening. This is assurance that something is going to happen when the things that you are meeting the conditions. When you are really doing that, when you are believing something and speaking it out, you are going to see it happen because you can stand on it as true as any physical things that you can see today, actually more true. Because God's Word is more solid and more stable than any physical things that can change us tomorrow. I've been showing you other scriptures. You know, we have 100% confidence about the promises of God. Yea and amen, in Christ. That 100% is in Christ, evidently. It's not because we want to get it. It's when we are connected with Him, when He is in us, when we are born again and we have accepted Him and He is our Lord, then we are in Him. There is a guarantee. And so we have to remember that when we, you know, our confession is divergent from our beliefs, it produces the opposite of faith. This is important to understand and important to realize so that we don't get disappointed. And many do because they do not understand where they had to stand, you know, the position they had to have. And what it means to walk in faith. When we see that the world is getting messier and messier, we realize that we need more and more the power of God in our life. We need more and more the manifestation of God's promises. We need God's power working in us to strengthen us and to more than just heal us and, you know, just to protect us, to give us everything that we need, because there's going to be time when there is not going to be stuff around. And you need to be protected. Now there is a scripture that to me is very important and that again reinforces some of the things I've been saying. We started with 1 Peter chapter 1, saying all the things that need to be there for to get the manifestation, all these different elements. The most important one possibly was love, faith, and all the other things. Perseverance was one of the important things because we are going to be tested by the enemy to take away what we have. Okay, so now there is another one in Philemon chapter 1, verse 6 that I really think we should look at and draw from it a reinforcement to everything we have been saying. It says there that the sharing of your faith. Now, actually, the sharing, the word there is koinonia, which actually means the participation or the fellowship of your faith, may become effective. So, that's the key. I mean, you want to have effectiveness of your faith. How is it become effective? By the acknowledgement of every good things which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now, here, it's important to say, by the acknowledgement. Actually, the word there is epignosis, which means to the full knowledge, to the recognition, to the experiencing, I mean, involve experience what we have in Christ. And it says, you know, that our faith becomes effective when we acknowledge, or when we come into the full knowledge of all the things, every good things which is in us in Christ Jesus. Can you say a knowledge of every good things which is in Christ Jesus? This is also a reinforcement. You want our faith to be more effective. Generally, we focus on just the things that we need or something. But here he's saying more. Here he's saying that we had to acknowledge or come into the experience. I mean, we had to get the whole package, not just a little part that at the moment our flesh wants. Okay? We had to get the whole thing that Jesus did for us. Every good thing that is in us in Christ Jesus, we had to acknowledge and come into the experience and come into the full understanding, full experience of it. And how do you do that? When you are at a certain place, you have to just keep doing the, says here, the fellowship or the sharing of our faith. So we have to start getting that out of us. This is when we speak what we have. And doesn't say that it's manifested yet. He didn't say that. He says that, but we have that. And this is true, there is a true things like scripture, by stripes we were healed. I mean, this is past, but maybe that we still have some symptoms in our body. But in the spiritual world, by what Jesus said, by what the Bible says, by what Jesus did, we already have that. It's a question for us to make our faith effective so that it's going to be manifested. We want our faith to be effective. According to our faith is done unto us. We have to write those things in our hearts. And it starts with us accepting them and acknowledging the things that are ours. And when we start acknowledging, when we start focusing on that and start experiencing that and start meditating on those things, that's what's going to happen. That our heart is going to receive those things and it's going to be manifested also, and our faith is going to become effective to bring it to pass even in the physical world. So it's very important that we don't go just after one thing. You see, is that at the moment we may be interested in getting, but that we are open to believe God for all the things that Jesus has provided for us. Your faith or your belief is what is going to make the difference. Is what being in Jesus produces. You are in Him. You trust in what He has done, not what you try to do. You believe what He has achieved for you. And because you believe what He has achieved, so when you start confessing what He has done for you, He's going to be and expressing it and sharing it and willing to allow that reality to become true to you. agreeing with it over and over again, then it's going to become your faith. Your belief, your faith is the same word there. You know, say your belief is going to be effective. Otherwise, your belief, if one moment you believe something, and the next moment you believe the opposite, a moment you are, you know, maybe you prayed up, and you feel strong, and you feel good, and you feel that the symptoms are gone, and the pain is gone, and you feel excited, and you just confess, yes, I'm here in Jesus' name, hallelujah, and the next moment, maybe you are tired, and you got a bit of pain, and you go around and say, oh, maybe I didn't, and so you believe there's something else. You can't do that. James says it very clearly in chapter 1. If you are wavering, you are like the wave of the sea, and you shall receive from God nothing. I mean, you know, the word receive means appropriate, because one moment you grasp, next moment you let go. How can you hold something if you don't hold on to it when it tries to go away? So there are things that we have to start really appropriating. They have to do with the promises and confessing it and meditating on them. And this is not just one moment thing. You have to go walking on the street and confess within yourself what God has done for you. You can go to bed or go whatever, or just and just think about it. Wake up in the morning. First things, you see, God. Put God first. Wake up, God first. Thank you, Lord. I am in Christ. And He is in me. He said that. And He's there. So you start. Acts 17:28 says something that expresses a being in Christ. It says, in Him we live and move and have our being. That's being in Christ. In Him, can we say it together? In Him, I live and move and have my being. See, my existence, my strength, my life is in Him. That's what keeps me going. That's what gives me energy. That's what wakes me up in the morning and gives me the strength to keep going, even if the situation may not be too good around. But if we look at the world, we go along with it and we are taken by the current. And when I'm talking about the world, I'm talking about the world in general, I'm talking about the physical situation in your life. You want to turn the tide, you have to turn your mind. And that's repentance. You see, repentance is not going around flagellating yourself like some people do, because that's religion. Repentance is recognize that I was a fool and I was wrong. And I had to change the way I think, because otherwise I'm going to stay where I am now. He came to give us life more abundantly. Is your life abundant today? There are areas in your life in which there is no abundance. Put it the other word. Then there is something that has to be done according to your thinking. According to what is written in your heart. Your heart has to be rewritten. And the word says very clearly how to rewrite things in our heart. You know, it works. See, what I've been trying to tell you is there is 100% confidence that is going to work. And you have to believe that if you really want to get anywhere. Because otherwise, you are cutting yourself off before you even start. But the scripture are so evident about that. There are so many. See, there is not just one scripture you go by. You have scripture over scripture over scripture reinforcing that. You know, you do that and you shall not be put to shame. You should do that and he is yea and amen. You should do, you know, there is all over the Bible continuous confirmation that he is not a God that said, see, this is what God is faithful means. God is faithful doesn't mean God, when one morning wake up with a certain idea and does something, and tomorrow does something else. No, God is the same today, yesterday, and forever, and so is Jesus, and He's going to do the things He promised to do, because He doesn't change. He didn't change in the Old Testament, He didn't change in the New Testament. He's the same. The Old Testament didn't quite understand him, and so distort him to a degree, and express certain things certain way, but God is the same, and He's a God of love. He said, Jesus came to show us that He's the Father that doesn't going to give us a snake if we ask for a fish. He's not going to be a stone if we ask for a bread. A loaf of bread. The scripture says, seek and you shall find. It doesn't say that somebody is going to find. The word says everybody will find. Everybody will have the door open. Everybody. So why don't they get it? Because they give up before they get it. Because they let the circumstances control them instead of letting the believing in God control them. They don't put God first. They put their senses first. You cannot do that and have victory, because otherwise you never get saved. That's not the way you get saved, by looking at your circumstances, but you can your past. Your past is done. And we are free from our past. Because Jesus redeemed us from our past. He took us away from our past. He bought us with His blood. So that we can walk clean today. Before the Father, forgiven and strengthened. If you go to Romans chapter 3 verse 24, it says, you know, being justified freely. Can you say justified freely?
Justified
freely. Freely. That means it's free. I mean, something is free, is free, isn't it? Okay? By what? By His grace through the redemption who is in Jesus Christ. See, the redemption is bought back because of what He has done, not for what we have done. And because He bought us back, we are free today because He made us free. We don't make ourselves free. You cannot make yourself free. You can work and work and work like religion does and just keep more bound than before. So, after you really accept that idea, you see, you have to start building up your faith by the knowledge of all the good things that you have in Christ Jesus. You see, the fact that you are there confessing the truth, that's not too much difficult to do. I mean, if you don't want to believe the Bible, then don't waste your time calling yourself a Christian. But I prefer to call myself a believer. I mean, I believe in Jesus Christ. You see, when you start taking the position of you are in Christ, that you start living and moving in Him, that's something that you have to start coming to experience. As you start coming to experience that, what is going to happen, you're going to start feeling justified and redeemed by Him. So you come into that experience, and it becomes not just words, but becomes a reality, become a epignosco. That means, you know, really an experiential knowledge of the fact that you are justified freely. That you don't have to go around doing things to be accepted by God. Are you following me? You don't need to go around with a weight on your shoulder waiting that God is going to blow you out. He wants to bless you, but, you know, the only reason why He doesn't bless us is because we go our way. And He said, you know, go, look, this is the path for the blessing. This, you know, today I put before you life and death. Choose life so that you and your children may live. But we just stubborn and say, well, wait a minute, I know better and I go this way. Well, then don't complain. See, He's providing everything that we need. And the way provided for us is by believing in Him. By believing that that's what He wants to do. By believing that that's what Jesus provided for us. The thing is that as we start to believe, we start getting results, because we start, see, believing without corresponding actions means nothing. Is when we start acting our beliefs that, really believe it. Otherwise, we don't believe it if we act differently. It doesn't show that we believe it. What we believe, what we really believe, we do. You know, people don't pray not because they don't want to pray. People don't pray because they believe it doesn't make any difference. If they would believe that praying makes a difference, they would be praying. I mean, it's not a question of forcing yourself. God couldn't care less if you pray or don't pray. You should care. I mean, he doesn't need us. We need him. He's not there trying to go and pray, go and pray. Go do that. It's for our good. It's when we do, and many of the stuff that you think you get to do, you don't need to do anyway. When you understand the way he thinks, you don't waste your time and stuff that are immaterial. So once you got to that place, when you start experiencing the fact that you live in him and that you are justified, you know, you go to Romans 6:11 and you start saying, you know, likewise, I also reckon myself dead to, indeed to sin, but alive in Christ Jesus. I mean, can you say dead to sin? And alive in Christ Jesus? You see, that's what you start to experience and you start saying it. Because you are free from going around and doing the stupid things that mess you up. And you start living the abundant life that Jesus came to give you. And you start experiencing his blessing. So you really start saying that. And verse 12 there says, Romans 6:12 says, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body. I mean, it's not that it's a big effort to do that, because you don't want to. You don't want to get mixed up with the stuff that is going to damage you and is going to mess up your life. It's so much better to get in the blessing than to get by yourself and having to fight for your life. Are you following what I'm saying? You see, that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about we need to meditate and pray. And our prayer, you don't want to waste too much time asking God many, many things anymore, because I already provided for you. You start praising him and thanking him and appropriating them all. You have so much more, you are so much more busy. Or busier, you know, in getting the stuff that you already should manifest than to go and ask for stuff that is completely immaterial, is going to be there. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all those things. Can you say all those things? What are those things? Everything you need shall be given to you. Hallelujah. This is a good God. That's a good Father that we have. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. You get to the place where you don't care what anybody else says. The only thing you care is what he says. Praise the Lord. Well, you get anything today? Amen. But you know, getting it here doesn't matter. It's doing something with it that makes a difference. Okay, he's making, you know, living, you know, moving, living in him that makes the difference. All right, let's close in prayer. Who is going to make a commitment to just do something about this? All right, so let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. I come before you. And I say, I confess with my mouth that I believe in my heart that what Jesus did is effective for me. And I'm going to receive it. I'm going to take everything, because this is what you want. And I thank you in advance for the things I'm going to see happening in my life, In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Give him an offering.